too bad. We got a person going to take their test, so I got to be there as a VE. And normally they have more than one, but tonight it's just one, so they start at 6 o'clock, but, you know, the meeting's at 7. 7? Oh, anyway. Yeah, I'm on the way there. How you doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay. You know, just been playing POTA here from home. You know, I've got all the setup to go out in the field and actually do an activation, but, you know, it's cold. I don't feel like sitting there in a truck running, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so how many times a year do you guys do VE testings?
We run a class now and then, and I think there was like 7 from the last, 12? I don't know, there's a lot. But this one here is, I don't know who the person is, but it could be a walk-in from another county or whatever, who knows. We're posted to give the test the first, second Sunday of the month, so we can have 5, 6, you know, it varies. But when we teach the class, we got the class, you know, whatever. I think we have a size set, maybe 12. So I think so far, it could be the guy, they didn't take his test last month, he put it off till this month from the class. That's what I'm thinking right now. But we should give all the class, all the techs, general, extra, whatever, you know, wants to take the test.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Yes, I remember 35 years ago helping teach a class, and actually I was doing the Morse code end of it, which was, you know, back then kind of required. But so anyway, very, very good. So once a year you guys are teaching a full class?
Actually, I think we've done it quicker than that. I know at least once a year, but it could be, you know, maybe every 6 months, but just trying to do it as much as possible. I don't know if there's anything set in stone. I guess it all depends on all the volunteers on how much time they got.
Yeah, very good. It's been really interesting watching the resurgence of ham radio and how the popularity of ham radio has just exploded over the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. Which is a good thing. You know, I'm sure you've been out there and played POTA before, and it amazes me how many people are out there.
Yeah. I got quite a few POTA contacts, and FT8 and FT4 and FLDigi and GSA. Anyway, so, yeah, I'm going to set up for Winter Field Day in Ice Shanty, and Mr. Buddy is going to be nippy. There's almost 75 members right now in the club, so we got it all set up. We got 85-inch TVs, I think, on the wall, and one board in between. So, yeah, we got it all set up real nice.
Ah, very good. And where are you guys doing Winter Field Day at this year?
I can't tell you. Garrett's house, a member on the club, on the roster there. I can't remember K8 or KA8 or K something, KUK or something like that. Anyway, I can never remember his call or anybody else's except my own. But down in Metamora area, so not too far.
Very good. Yeah, that's another thing. Winter Field Day. We didn't have that years ago. And so that's another thing that's got people excited. I hear guys on the HF bands talking about the last few days. WA8RD.
WA8RD. Yeah, my first time, I have not partaked. I was going to do it last year before, and it's like, didn't get everything, you know, going or interested enough. I don't care. I think we got to CW. sideband, we got digital, so we got them all covered.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, nice. Sounds like a nice setup. All right, I'm going to let you go. You're getting kind of scratchy into the repeater there. And we'll chat again soon sometime. W8RD.